market what? Then the question comes, should it be a benefit or should it be an attribute? We will try to understand this. Sometimes it can be hard for consumer to piece together a benefit associated with the product. Then it is better to associate product with the attribute. So many times benefit that you are trying to provide to the consumer, it may be difficult for the consumer to comprehend in the way you are trying to say. So it might be in such case better that you just represent the attribute. Let customer figure out the benefit for himself. Sometimes a product can be positioned in terms of two or more attributes simultaneously. So two or more attributes like a design and simplicity, design and look and feel. Likewise, you can do that way if it's a designer element or a product. Infomercials are extremely good at this process. So type of an advertisement which is infomercial, which will give more information. On the other side, we have shown you the application. Infomercial discusses quite a bit about feature. Example, a cosmetic example is taken. An infomercial may tell that they have a secret substance that they found in a plant that is from the tropical area of the world, aloe vera. This is an attribute. They can go on and say that the product will help remove wrinkle. This is a benefit that the customer starts to connect. Now, when they have informed the attribute, it removes the wrinkle. It is up to the customer to visualize the benefit. Okay. Will he or she not look old, or will he or she be look smarter, personality at next level? What is it? The price and quality attribute dimension is commonly used for positioning the product. Price represents quality. So many times this product price premiumness is charged to reflect quality. So that's also a way to reflect attribute based benefit to the customer. But the common approach is setting the brand apart from competition on the basis of specific characteristics or the benefit. However, if you remain in this kind of a perspective, there may be a clutter or there may be a diffusion. So better approach is find out one single advantage and that translates into what benefit, and benefit if represented from the customer viewpoint, then you create a differentiation, which is very hard to beat. So far, we have understood about product attributes, benefits, etc. Now, how will that be translated into a positioning development? So that's what we are trying to understand. It has been found that most common approach is to always differentiate your brand on the basis of specific attributes or specific benefit. Okay, sometime you have more than one benefit or more than one attributes to talk about. Consumer buyer behavior people have identified essentially and categorized 8 types of benefit which is worth talking about and positioning your product. So these 8 types are 8 types of product benefit worth considering are emotional or feeling based, pleasure or pain solutions, exclusivity, scarcity or prestige. What does this product benefit bring for you? Does it give you an exclusivity, bring you scarcity, or it offers you a prestige, use of which will increase your prestige, or it's an exclusive product category or exclusive product attributes or a benefit that you will be able to get? Practical, what is a practical benefit? Saving time, money, energy, what is it, or an environment? Mission and values, including CSR, corporate social responsibility. So what is it that your organization is visioning itself for or driving itself for? Design, see and touch primarily. So what is a design benefit? Credibility, the source of information or the source of claim, longevity, dependability. So that is also very important. Relationship, care, compassion, can you offer that? Your product benefit offers, brings this. So Move got a phenomenal success. They initially came with that smudge free ointment kind of thing because they were clearly say competing with the iodex, which was a brownish color, this thing when applied, and if that on that your on that if your shirt sticks it, etc., it does leave that brownish mark, etc. They earlier claimed that, but then the market got stagnated too soon. What do they do? So that's where they went into care and compassion mode, where Kisi ne Rama ki aahat suni, that's a campaign. They are showing Rama struggling with a lot of work, and then finally she faces a back pain, and then husband shown, you know, applying the moon very lovingly, and then her all pain disappear. So aapke ghar mein kon rehta hai, kamar dard ya moon? So then all husband started searching whether their house have a moon or not. Most famous functional benefit, most famous benefit on which many brands have established themselves are the functional or emotional benefit that they found works better. So let's understand functional and emotional benefits of the brand. We understood that this benefit is worth talking about for the brand positioning, etc. Brands can evolve strong rational or emotional response. If you have a strong rational benefit, like it will save 200 rupees a day or 10% of your electricity consumption, so then that's one. Or emotional, it will bring love to you, it will bring empathy for you, you can romance with it. Cadbury Heart Pop, during the February month they launch that, you know, because Valentine's Day is coming. So those who present that, nothing great, in the center there is a heart shaped Cadbury with a slight pressure, it pops out and exclusive Cadbury heart comes out, but it has so much of an emotional significance. To be successful, brands may create a relationship with the key audiences by both functional and emotional expectation connect of all points of interaction. So it's like brand interaction is a journey. Customer may visit your website or in-app or actual brick and mortar shop, etc. Now, at every point, how are you helping him deliver either a functional benefit or an emotional benefit? So you have to determine. Brick and mortar, probably you will give a functional benefit, touch and feel, trial, etc. But on digital communication engagement, you may continue to create an emotional connect. So that's how one can utilize this. Here an example of a car manufacturer is given. Car manufacturers are experts at combining the rational as well as the emotional aspects. BMW and Mercedes, for example, are all about quality and engineering excellence. BMW, however, focuses on performance, while Mercedes-Benz focuses on reliability. Okay, so on that is a difference. Luxury, when it comes to luxury quotient, people will call it BMW. When it comes to functionality, people will say, probably talk about Mercedes-Benz. They have built brand strength by leveraging their functional excellence into an emotional resonance. Another name that comes to my mind is a Volvo. Volvo for decades was strong on safety. They started for the first time the child crash sheet, you know, in the background, in the back area, and how secure it is for the kid. And that's where they built that exclusivity on the safety, and they continue to build on that. So it's like more recognized that the Volvo is the most safest car on the road, even for the child. So that's how, so one, both functionality and emotional distinct connect they have utilized. Here if you look at it, benefits again fall into two categories. One is to understand according to the underlying motivations which will impact each consumer. Okay, categorization of a benefit falls under different benefit genre based on what motivates the consumer. One is a functional benefit, second is emotional benefit. Functional benefit addresses the tangible need, something that can customer can feel it, determine for himself. These benefits are often linked to very, very basic motivator, economy, speed, etc. While emotional benefits relate to the more intangible, okay, more how you feel that you get after you use the product, etc. So as I told you, continue to give that example so that your understanding strengthens. In that automatic toaster case, emotional this thing is, I will have a freedom of time which I can utilize as I want for my entertainment, for my other work. So that's how you express. So that's, and that comes out of the intangible aspects. So that's how functional, the benefits are categorized as a functional benefit and emotional benefit. Here now we discuss benefit laddering. So laddering is also another marketing science. We'll try to understand the benefit ladder is based on the principle. So now let's understand the concept of benefits ladder or benefit laddering. As the name suggests, we have understood there is a separate categorization. Now we have to understand there is a concept called laddering. What is laddering? It believes that least that you can start, your benefit is the functional benefit, but then you can have a possibility of going higher and higher, and that when you go higher and higher and reach the emotional benefit level, that's the highest order benefit that one can offer or derive for the consumer. So here the example of a Coke is been taken and it is represented in a ladder manner. You can see that Coke started with the features. Okay, they were launched in 1904 and they said that they are delicious and refreshing. So that was a feature which is determining, and they said it's a functional, this thing is delicious and it refreshes you. That's a benefit they offer to the customer. Then they moved to the product benefit, America's favorite moment. An implicit or explicit claim of superiority. It may be not necessarily every time has to be a superiority. What it says, the product benefit. Automatic toaster switches off without burning the toast. That's a product benefit. Third, which is a consumer reward. The sign of good taste. They have now put the basket or the ball in consumer's court that if you are a Coke consumer, you will be looked upon as a person with a sign of good taste. The product's benefit reward, how does it make consumer feel? Or what does it enable in the consumer? That is what was represented. And then open happiness, which is still they are using it. An emotional feeling that binds the brand and targets typically via shared values and belief. Here they are asking you that emotionally, you will open happiness when you start sharing the Coke. They even promoted the idea of sharing rather than individual consumption. So it's like they gave you that each time you uncork the Coke bottle, you are sharing happiness, opening the happiness for not only you, but also for the others. So what it means, the higher brand go up the ladder, the to uniquely own intangible benefit. So now see, the feature benefit, the product benefit was still tangible, beyond which it was intangible. The reward, that is that you are considered as a person with a good taste, which is intangible. Okay, and the greater the value, the stronger the relationship that you will build with the brand. Okay, so that's what the meaning of brand laddering or benefits laddering. So how do you use this? To gain customer permission, you must start at the benefit ladder. So it's not that you immediately can go into the higher. Today now, suppose you have learned this and you are given one new product. You can't think of immediately going at a emotional level. You have to start with the benefit. It may be product or feature level also. Benefit ladder, and then connect to the upward level. When you start and you start understanding consumer, the consumer behavior, all those aspects, questions, why he uses it, what he gets out of it, you know, all those aspects when you study, you will start getting those cues which will allow you to go higher. So this is referred to as the benefit bundle, because companies must deliver the entire bundle, including the emotional and a functional benefit, not a collection of parts. So it's not that when you say open happiness, it's not that Coke has given up on their functional feature. Coke continues to be the fuzzy drink, Coke continues to give a refreshing feeling, etc. But laddering is done in a way that consumer will know the use brings what benefits for him, which is opening and happiness. You feel I am when you uncork the Coke bottle. That's what they have brought out. That's what come out of their research. So again, very important point is this, that though you reach the emotional benefit ladder, you cannot be giving up your functional benefits. That has to continue to be your strong point. So how do you go about? So focus on delivering key benefit to attend the most desirable customer segment. So that is a targeting that you are trying to influence or you are trying to win. To gain customer permission, you must start at the bottom of the benefit. That is what we just explained earlier. And then connect upward. After you understand, after you get various inputs from the customer point. So that is a reference bundle you will come out. Various things will come in front of you in terms of benefits. Out of that, you need to really decide which bundle makes a right sense. Consistently deliver benefits bundle to create a lasting bond with the customer, with your target especially. After targeting the appropriate customer segments with the appropriate benefit bundle, open happiness, the next step is to effectively deliver. Now that's where again the media planner comes in. Without it, even the most compelling and distinct bundle benefit will fail to connect with the customer. So that's where the role of a media planner again comes. He has to, or an account planner has to come, account planner I mean more. He has to now get into the role after all those benefit laddering and understanding has come. He has to ensure that they are pegged well and that bundle of emotions is represented in such a way that you will get the connect with your target customer. Then leverage permissions, benefit to generate exponential growth. Leverage permission benefits. So permission benefit is like you have already gained that from the customer. Now how do you use that? Trust is achieved by successfully and consistently delivering permission benefits. If you have promised, DHL promised express delivery in real time. So then you continue to deliver that. The highest form of commitment a company can achieve for the customer, and that is what you are giving it also to the customer when you are communicating. Trust is earned and only customer grants it. You cannot claim. Customer has to say that you are a most trusted partner. That also not by word, by bringing business to you continuously. Okay, so that's a very important aspect. Trust is a foundation of benefit laddering. Because tomorrow you claim something which is not trusted by the customer, then you are bombed your brand. Okay. So, once the trusted relationship is established, customers often trust additional offering. So, now the brand is trusted, you can introduce other supplementary product, associated products, etc. So, that what happens, you are offering that or underwrite the exploration of emerging need. So, means certain emerging needs, you probably are able to vouch for the customer quickly and develop a solution to that. Typically, the next generation of innovation is right next to the current offering. Now, the benefit laddering, when you are working out, you will come to know opportunities on your hand. That if you can tap it, the benefit laddering will become more strong. And therefore, last but not the least is the consistency in delivery creates lasting relationship. So while you practice benefits ladder, these aspects needs to be accounted for, taken care of. Here is a bounce fabric softener. That is what another example of a benefit ladder. Consumer problem was what? Washing clothes often leads to more work. Okay, that was a consumer problem. So the product feature, okay. So this is one more example of a Bounce brand fabric softener. You see that the consumer problem was washing clothes often leads to more work. So what product feature they thought about? Wrinkle relaxing agent means cloth will not have wrinkle, so that you do not feel that the cloth is used a number of times. So the need to wash it also goes down. So what is the functional benefit? Wrinkle free clothes after each wash. So you can probably do a multiple use. And then the emotional benefit that they finally offered, clothes that make you feel more confident. So they went to that level that it's not your lethargy, it's your smartness that you are using bounce fabric and you are being looked upon as a smart person. So that's what is a one more example of laddering the benefit. Next is the another example. The brand benefits ladder was first introduced by Philip Kotler. Now, Philip Kotler is a father of this brand ladder along with the Kevin Len Keller. So they together often worked. So what is their recommendation? How do you go about? Have a look at the right hand side image where they have given you certain probing questions. So we study that first. So about product attributes, the probing question is, what are the defining feature of your product or services? What really stands them apart? The product benefit is, what functional benefit do this feature provide? Functionally what? Do not burn the toast. Automatic toaster, do not burn the toast after they are properly browned. Consumer benefit. What value does the consumer get from this benefit? So as I told you that freedom to do multitask is a consumer benefit. So now they have helped you. Earlier people were not able to think. Now they are helping you that you ask this question, what value does the consumer get from this benefit? And the last emotional benefit, how does a consumer ultimately feel about your brand? What is that connect emotionally that a customer have in terms of benefit, emotional benefit that he derives using your brand? So here are the steps that has been given. It's a 5-step process. Identify your target consumer. In marketing, every time you have to start with that, list the functional attribute to your product or the service. That is the bottom part. Identify the tangible benefit that the product attributes deliver. So that is the second part later, product benefit, as you can see. Then the fourth, next, take the perspective of the consumer, review and ask, what value do I get from that? This may you have to do a survey, and then you narrow down by elimination process and find out the most compelling consumer benefit. And last but not the least, move to the top rung of the ladder and review the consumer benefit from more emotional perspective. So even if that one that you find out, that you have found or you determine through an elimination process, you ask a question, what is that emotional benefit perspective that you have about? So for that you have to go deep, and how does this brand make one feel about themselves? And that also can be expressed in more than many ways. So you have to narrow it down to maybe one or two, which of course needs a statistical support. Therefore, again, research matters out there. So now how do you apply the benefit? After you do all these things, applying the benefit, after targeting the appropriate customer, that's what you start with, and then find out appropriate benefit bundles through that product attributes, product benefit, etc. The next is to effectively deliver it. With even the most compelling and a distinctive benefit bundle may fail with the customer if it is not delivered well. Applying the concept of benefit ladder, especially in the times of rapid change, is a challenge again. You know the metrics, you know this is a powerful concept. But because consumer behavior is rapidly changing, the fear is, will your emotional benefits stand consistent, or that needs to change every time? And the more change you do frequently, overall brand may get impacted. So that is to be taken. So this of course is how do you tackle that? That has been mentioned that it can be tackled by taking 3 steps. constructing the ultimate benefit bundle that the company aspires to own. So, as I told you, that elimination process, when you move to the consumer benefit, there may be more than one value determining. The bundle is like horizontal value, vertical, this thing, etc. You find out a value that customer will really aspire to own. Determining the extension path to deliver the permission benefit and earn customer trust. Now, to make customer know that you are that, it may not be wiser to talk directly the first time. So, you have to create a path-based journey where gradual exposure will make customer go there at the end, what you want them to believe about you. Envisaging the horizontal extension that drives the next generation of product and services, horizontal this thing bundling will allow you to develop newer and newer variants. That is the power of looking at this attribute benefit horizontally and vertically. Vertically, that is a Volvo on safety, BMW on luxury, that will continue to have a distinctiveness for your brand, but horizontal attributes bundling, etc., will really offer an opportunity for how you can extend your brand, what more can you innovate, etc., what more new product can you bring out. So that's the applying the benefit. The account planner needs to build this ladder. The account planner needs to build this ladder and understand where the company is on this ladder through your customers, on the ladder through your customer's eye. You have to look this upon from the eyes of the customer. That is how they are perceiving. It is very easy to sit inside the four wall and visualize, but going to customer will always allow you to know what customer's viewpoint is about that, and then develop a creative brief around that. Once you get a buy-in of the customer, that means you are on a strong footing, and then develop a creative around that. So one more example, which is about applying this benefit on a digital platform. Okay, so how do you do that? That is what has been mentioned through this particular example. In the digital space, benefit lettering can help achieving a greater social media engagement by using the data in framing each relevant post. It's about using the gut means and chain to discover the way behind, the why behind the buy. Why consumer must be buying this for a different target segment. So here they've given this example of a Revlon hairdryer. Amazon, perhaps the most dominant e-commerce store at the moment, has product description that highlights both product attributes and the benefits. So there is a given the example, Revlon 1875W compact and lightweight hairdryer, black price, blah blah, variant, compact and lightweight design, perfect for travel. So that's a benefit, lightweight, so you can carry. 2 heat stroke speed setting for drying and styling, flexibility and control. So it offers you flexibility, 2 speed, and it gives you a control the way you want. Cool shot button helps to set the look for a gorgeous long lasting result. So there is some feature, additional feature, which allows you to achieve this, and available in 3 colors. So you have a choice to make. That's a benefit. So how they have used the benefit, this thing, into their representation of the product. So that's what this example is about. So let's sum up. For a product to be successful, is that the benefit should be understood and conveyed to the right consumer. So emphasize on the product, this thing, is given to the understanding of the benefit. The job of, therefore, the account planner is to understand the attribute first, characteristics, features, okay, and match it with the consumer's need and want, and translate this into benefit. So how does this translate into a benefit for the customer? This account planner needs to translate the benefit and be different. This translation should create a competitive differentiation for you. The account planner needs to understand the functional and emotional benefit perspective we have understood. and then use this for developing a benefit laddering, developing a benefit laddering strategy that will create a right brief for you. So with that, we complete this chapter. Thank you, friends.